And surely, hopefully, most of us serve him some way or another. But notice what it says. It qualifies it with gladness. You know, we can get to going through our duties till they become drudgery and become old stuff, and to the place we kind of lose our first love. That's what the Ephesian church was warned about, remember? It's real easy because the flesh fights everything good and everything spiritual. So think on this. Am I serving God with gladness? Or just because I got to do it? There's a difference. There's a difference. You've heard me tell the story about the lady that got married, and she hated getting up in the morning fixing breakfast for her husband. She hated washing his clothes. She hated cleaning the house. Well, after a while, though, he died. I don't know if she starved him to death or what, but after a while, he died. And after a while, she fell in love and got married again. And then one day it dawned on her, I'm still cleaning house. I'm still washing clothes. I'm still cooking. But now I'm doing it because I want to, because I got some joy, some gladness in it. That's the way it is toward the Lord. Think about that. You ever really, and Thanksgiving is a good time for us to count our blessings. You ever think about that? We are blessed as God's people not only to be doing, but enjoy what we're doing. Not only going to heaven, but enjoying the trip and getting there. Amen. That's the attitude we ought to have. And it says here, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing, except in COVID times. California said we can't sing, can't take the offering, blah, blah, blah. God says do it. Amen. Verse 3, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, not evolution, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Now that includes our generation. It includes it today with all the attack against it. They're not going to get rid of God's truth. There's a real mounted, organized effort today to destroy anything godly, but it's going to survive because God said it would. Amen. Amen. Well, a lot we could say about Thanksgiving. We ought to have that attitude. We really ought to have it. The truth of the matter is that we got so much to be thankful for. And tonight I want to give you a chance to stand up and say something. You say, I can't think of anything to be thankful for. Well, remember the little boy at Thanksgiving in the classroom, the teacher was getting testimonies. Somebody say what you're thankful for. When it comes your turn, she went down the row. And he was fretting about it. He couldn't think of nothing. Finally, he reached up and touched his glasses. And when it come his turn, he said, I'm thankful for these glasses. Said, it keeps the girls from kissing me and the boys from hitting me. And sometimes it may be a little abstract, but we got a lot to be thankful for. Really have. And it's a blessing to the rest of us to hear what you might be thankful. Now, every time we have testimony meetings, not every time, but I remind you often, we play SOS. How many of you knows what that stands? You know what SOS stands for? All you forgotten? Oh. S-O-S, stand up and shut up. Stand up and say it, and then let somebody else have a turn. Amen? Now you will remember that, won't you? I hope. I've asked Brother Morgan to produce some microphones, maybe some young men that's going to put legs to them around here. And so what we'll have you do is we'll have you stand up to give a testimony, and one of these young men will get to you with a mic so everybody can hear, and they'll go to the closest one first as fast as they can, and we'll get to everybody. So We're not going to have the first testimony. I just gave it. Now we'll start with number two. If you're going to be number two, stand up and we'll go, all right, I already got David back there. All right, David.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
There's a lot of things to be thankful for. I'm thankful that Trump was our president for the last 4 years.
Amen.
I'm also thankful that we can always go to the Lord in prayer.
That's right.
And share our burdens. I'm thankful when I got saved. I got saved at a Bill Gothard seminar in Tampa, Florida, the Curtis Hickson Hall, when I was in my middle 20s, and that was in the middle 70s. And I said the sinner's prayer, and I meant every word of it.
Amen.
I'm thankful for each one of you here and for your faithfulness and your testimony. I'm thankful that we have a choir that I can sing in and be a part of.
Amen.
I'm thankful for our preacher and his wife. Almost every day, I pray for his health and her health.
Thank you.
And for their marriage. I'm also asking God to leave him here till the rapture so I can continue to hear information from the Bible and so I can grow and become more and more like Christ.
Amen.
We need to pray for our country. We need to pray for this election. It's not over with yet. I'm thankful for this church that I can go to. When my wife left me, I ended up coming to this church. So I lost one good thing and gained another good thing. And also I'm thankful for my health, my strength, and I just want to praise him for what he does for me.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Brother David. Somebody else, just stand up. They'll get to you if you stand up. They'll get a mic to you. All right. Young man, when somebody stands up, just take for granted they're going to give a testimony. So get to them. All right.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. I want you to know that I'm grateful also for my salvation, but the thing that I'm most grateful for this year and probably for the next several years is that I'm a part of Landmark Baptist Church.
Amen.
And even more so, I'm a part of Landmark Baptist College.
Yeah.
I've been serving the Lord in many capacities through my life. He's been gracious and merciful to me. He's opened up the door for me to come and learn how that I can learn His Word better, apply it better, and serve Him better. And for that, I will always be thankful.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for each and every one of you that are here. And I just pray for our country. And I pray that the first of the year will be better than the previous year.
Amen.
And that's what I'm thankful for. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Thank you, brother. All right, Dr. Lee.
I appreciate everybody praying for Barbara with her hip replacement surgery. God is present and good to us all the time. When I brought her home a week ago today, and she was not, I was getting supper for her, and she said, I don't feel well, get me to bed. And I went to get the bed ready, and she got up on her own with the walker, and I heard this sigh, and I went out, and she was about to collapse and go to the floor. I grabbed her, she put her head on my shoulder, and she went totally dead weight. She went out of it. I have the walker in front of me, and I'm facing her. She can't bend forward, and all I could say is, Lord, you got to help me, and I hollered out. She didn't even hear me, and God answered. I got her back to the backwards on the floor, and she wanted me to lift her up. I said, no. I called 911, and they got her to bed, did all her vitals, and it was fine, but the Lord answered. I did not realize at the time and what I was doing, but I put my shoulder out of joint. And a couple of days later, I was scheduled to go and have a massage, and when they were working on the massage, the shoulder popped in, and it's working wonderful. But, you know, God is good, and she learned a lesson. But she is coming along fine. We see the doctor this next Wednesday for her first follow-up. But I thank God for answering that prayer. Amen. And, you know, we've been married for 80 years. It's the first time in 80 years old. We've been married for 60 years. First time in 60 years that we've not done anything for Thanksgiving. It's frustrating. Her family is doing stuff and bringing it in, but actually in 60 years of marriage, very first time, we have not ever never prepared a thing for Thanksgiving. And but she is doing well. She appreciates the prayers and the visits, the calls, and we're grateful to the Lord for that. I'm grateful for where we stand as a nation. I know a lot of people are perplexed in the election. I have to give a challenge next Tuesday evening to our Republican Executive Committee, and a lot of them are all concerned about what's going on. I can assure you one thing, we are not going to start burning down buildings and destroying property. And we are not going to disrespect the office of the president, no matter who is there. It doesn't mean we have to respect the person, but we will never denigrate the office of the president. And if Biden becomes president, I would remind everyone here that in 91, when we took Jim Morgan into Romania for his exploratory trip to see if that's where God wanted to call him, and later that year, I took a group of 8 people into Russia the day of Perestroika and Glasnost, and we were going in while all the rest were fleeing the country. But I can tell you this, these are persecuted countries. 3 months before we got to Romania, Ceausescu was shot, and they shot him in a firing squad, and we saw that place. But I can tell you, both in Romania and in Russia, I've never met more vibrant Christians in my life.
That's right.
And if that's what persecution does, I trust that God will allow us to be vibrant and a testimony for Him, because God is what counts. And I remind you of this, what Abraham said, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?"
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, Christians have been through a lot. We can take it. God sees us through and promises His church to see it through. Amen? All right. Yes, go ahead.
I wasn't sure if ladies are allowed to speak in church here or not. Are they?
We limit them a little bit, but okay. Other than that.
All right. Well, I'll take my chance while I've got it then. I am so thankful for this church. I prayed and looked and thought and prayed some more and really kind of just quit going to church except on Sunday mornings at my church, because it's the same old. And I started listening to the internet and over here, and I said, you know, Lord, I need to come over here and check this place out. And I'd been here many years ago when what's his name? Lemon. What was his first name? Rich. Lemon was youth pastor, and I came to his funeral and,
right,
and things like that. But anyway, and been over to Bible conferences, but I've got a rejuvenation from being in church, and I praise the Lord for that. And I thank every one of you who have befriended me and made me feel at home. And even in a big congregation like this, you can still feel like a part of it and it's your home.
Yes.
And so I'm going to say my thing, shut up, and sit down. And I thank you for the pastor as well.
Let me tell you about her. She drives 25 miles to Lakeland. And here she is on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. She loves the Lord. Amen. We're glad to have you. Go ahead, young man.
I'm very thankful for my parents and what they've pulled me out of. I'm thankful, even as a young boy, for this church and my parents being able to attend here. They've been very vibrant about it. I'm also overly thankful for the looming darkness he has pulled me out of in these last few months. The road that I've been down for the last few years has been difficult, and I'm very thankful for this chance that he's given me. And I can't press how thankful that we all should be for
Amen.
This.
He was saved just the other morning, baptized the other morning. And so that's great. We appreciate that word. All right, just somebody else pop up.
Yes, sir. Tyler. I'm so thankful to the opportunity to go hear a preacher and have a good Bible college where I can go to and train and then come on staff. And it's been such a blessing and the opportunity to stay busy and go in a good church where we stood up during COVID and continue to run bus route. And I'm also thankful that yesterday morning when we're out doing pictures, that Hannah and I got engaged yesterday.
He had a motive in standing up tonight. Yeah, congratulations to them. Amen. All right, who's got the microphone?
Praise,
speak up.
Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord for a little while.
I'm thanking God for who he is. God is Almighty God.
Yes.
Maker of us all. And surely it is not God's will that none of us should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for his Holy Spirit to purge us from all wrongs and keep us into God's perfect word, which is everlasting.
Amen.
I'm thanking God for giving to me a hunger and a thirst for his righteousness, because I have a hope, and that hope is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And his everlasting life.
Amen.
God bless you as you seek his face and receive that hunger and thirst to purge away all sin. In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Okay. In the back there's somebody. Who is it?
My name is Rose Philbrick. I come to this church. I come by myself.
Yes.
As far as coming into the church.
Yes.
I come in. I walk down that middle aisle. And I sit in the next to the first row. I'm legally blind. So I thought that would help me. Maybe it would help me to hear better. But my testimony will be just a little different. I lost my husband the 20th of last month. And had he been here the 18th of December, we would have been married 66 years.
Amen.
I loved him dearly, but I have four children, love them all, and they've been such a help. But I did want to say I thank this church so much. I thank the young man that's head of security. He held my husband's head.
Yes, that's right.
In the car. A lady that they said does not belong to this church, but is a nurse. She pulled me out of the car and sat in the grass with holding my head. So I'm so thankful for her. I'm so thankful. And I'm sorry, I know his name, but I can't think of it right now. But I'm so thankful for him. I find it hard some days to go on. I know God will help me, but I miss my husband so much.
Yes.
If y'all will continue to pray for me and my family, I would appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Rose. her and her husband was here on Wednesday night, and on the way home had that bad wreck, and that's what she's talking about tonight. So hope you'll keep her in prayer. All right, Sister Molly, I see you standing. Go ahead.
I thank the Lord for my salvation, and I thank the Lord for yet another Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful for this church, and most of all, during this COVID, we never closed down, and that is due to our pastor. Thank you, Pastor, for your bold stand. I thank you so much, because had it not been for you, I would not have been able to come to attend church, period. So thank you for your stand, and may God continue to bless you and Mrs. Carter.
All right. Thank you, Molly. All right. I think I've seen Andy standing right here first.
I'm thankful for, God saved me from the Lord is mighty in battle. Me and the top were walking to the latrine, and we got a, and you expect a, at the end of it, we just got a rock spray. The next day, I went out and found a unexploded mortar, which the jihadists shot at us. So I'm thankful for that.
Amen. Yeah.
The Lord my shield.
All right. Thank you, Andy. Okay, over here on the right.
I want to thank the Lord for my salvation. Thank the Lord for all his many blessings that he's given me and my wife. I thank the Lord for my wife. I thank the Lord for working for the best preacher in the world. I've worked for several, and he is the wisest man I've ever known.
I don't know what he wants, but...
I thank the Lord for being able to work in the finance office for 29 years and see all the blessings that the Lord has given this church.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Smith. I working in the finances for 29 years, it's a miracle he can stand up and talk. I mean, we joke around about it a little bit, but God's been so good through so many valleys and mountaintops and projects, and all this ministry's been through for 50 years has been something, and Brother Smith has been a real asset to us. He sure has. All right, Bobby.
I thank you for being here tonight, and thank you for this church that's been praying for me. I've been having a hard time with it, but I'm glad we got a good pastor here. And I thank you for Mike being beside me, too.
Amen.
I'm thankful for everybody being helping me.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Bobby. Okay. All right, we got about 8 minutes here. Who wants to be the next one? Right over here, we got a visitor. When you get to him, some of you young men are either short on eyesight or slow on foot. I don't know which one it is. Let's go ahead, Virginia.
I'm so thankful for the Lord, what he's done for me this year.
Amen.
I've been in and out, and I've been down and up. And I'm thankful that I'm able to come to church. Amen. I love my pastor, and I love Sonia. And I just want to be here.
Amen.
Sister, thank you.
Sister Wren is faithful. All right, go ahead, brother.
I'm thankful for my salvation, but I'm thankful that both of my children are saved.
Amen.
And my 11 grandchildren. I don't think there's anything better than to have a Christian family.
Amen.
I didn't come out of one, but I have one.
So before you give the microphone away, tell the folks your name and...
Dave Williamson.
And the family here, if you want
All right. My son, Matt, and his wife, and I don't know. You want to know all their names? I don't think so.
Well,
they go down to Tom Odom's church. My son works on staff there, and they come up here for convention.
Right.
And they've been up and sang at the Christian Fellowship, the seniors.
Right.
Thing.
Right.
And I'm a retired missionary. I'm not retired. If the Lord opens up gates and stuff, I'll still go out and do what I can as long as He gives me help. And my name's Dave. My wife is Mary, and I plan on joining Sunday.
I believe you're living in the village, right?
Yes.
All right.
Number 12 next to Bob and Rita Morrissey.
Okay. Well, good to have you. Amen. We know a little bit about some of the background there. I think I went to Russia. In fact, Dr. Lee, was Mickey Proctor on the trip? No, I believe that was another trip I made. But anyway, we was talking about that earlier. They were in his church a long time. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Senator.
I just wanted to thank God for my salvation. I just celebrated my 10-year birthday last month. And I wanted to tell you guys I'm thankful to God for His grace and mercy towards me and for my amazing husband and awesome kids and for the good friends that I have and the best friends that I have, my church family. And then my bus trial, real quick story, is we have one family that just joined the church, started riding the bus trial, and all three of them got saved. And so the girl I led to the Lord 3 weeks ago, and so 2 weeks ago, I wanted to talk to her about baptism and assurance, and we talked about that. So the next week, I go sit next to her, and she's like, okay, what are we learning today? So it's just like super special that she's like wanting to learn more and stuff.
Amen.
So.
All right. Praise the Lord. That's good. Somebody else.
I'm
upstairs.
Up here.
Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Karen. My husband and I, my husband is Levi, and we came to this church about 3 weeks ago, and I'm so grateful for this church. That's one of the great things I'm thankful for. I'm also thankful for COVID. How many people know that Romans 8:28 says all things work together for right. good to them that love God and are called according to His purposes?
Amen.
And so, you know, COVID was a time of shakeup, you know, and the verse that comes to me is in 2 Corinthians 6:17. It says, come out from among them and be separate. Mm-hmm. And, maybe it doesn't really apply, but for me, it does. That God provided COVID so we would know where we were and that it wasn't the right place to be.
Amen.
And so God provided this church. And I'm just so grateful to hear Pastor Carter's voice on the radio and to know that this church is, 36 minutes away from my house. And I can come here. And I praise God for that. I thank God for President Trump and all that he has done and all that he has revealed to us that we didn't know that was going on. I thank God for the pastor, that Catholic priest, Vino, or I don't know if you guys know, that he talked about the deep church, as there is a deep state. And I thank God for that. He's revealing things to us, so we need to be thankful for COVID, that because of all of this, we are made aware of what's really going on. So thank you, guys, and happy Amen. Thanksgiving to everyone.
Amen. Well, she's got a point there. It kind of proves our mettle a little bit, don't it? Test us a little bit. All right. Where are we at? All right, you may be the last one. Go ahead. I believe I've seen you somewhere before.
I just want to start off by saying I thank the Lord for my salvation. I was actually saved here around this area of the church, July 31st, 2011. And I've been in church my whole life, made several professions of faith, but that was the day that I meant it. That's the day the Lord changed my life tremendously.
Amen.
I want to thank you, Pastor Carter, for just, like so many have already said, just preaching the Bible and not worrying about offending anybody. You offended me that night. You offended my flesh, and I was under conviction, and I needed exactly to hear what you preached that night. And beside my salvation, I think the greatest blessing that I have is my wife.
Amen.
And she has been my strongest supporter, my biggest fan. We've been through quite a few struggles since we left. Landmark as youth pastors a couple years ago. And we've been through tremendous attacks and just problems. And I just could not face any of those things without being saved and knowing that I was obedient to the Lord and having a wife that I had.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful for her. And like I told her, I said, you know, with you by my side and with the Lord opening up doors, I'd be willing to go anywhere with you, with the support that you've always shown me and given me. And she is, I'm a little bit biased, but she's the best wife that I could ask for, the best mother for my children. And I'm just thankful for her and my children. You know, you don't really appreciate things until you almost lose them. And my wife had serious complications with my son. She has a heart condition. And during delivery, it got really scary. And I thought I may lose her. I didn't know. She was just having a lot of problems. And came to find out, I went home to get clothes to stay the night, and she was unresponsive. She had collapsed to the floor. And in that moment, I didn't care about what size church I was at. I didn't care about the car that I drove or anything else. I just wanted my wife to be okay.
Amen.
So I just really am thankful for family this year, and I'm thankful for this church and the church family that I have.
All right. Thank you, Colin. All right, that's it. Brother Burt tells me there's no choir practice tonight, but I'll tell you what is coming. Don't miss it. Sunday. Services right here. Amen. Let's stand, please. Father, we thank you for the testimonies tonight. We thank you, Father, that as the psalmist said, we can serve you with gladness. I pray you'd bless the rest of the week. Give everybody a good Thanksgiving. May we truly be thankful. And bless this Sunday with souls being saved. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.